Hi, this is Vernon Pierce, and in today's Health and Wellbeing programme, I'm going to be giving you advice and support for reducing the amount of alcohol you drink. As I've highlighted in an earlier programme talking about heart attacks, regularly drinking more than 14 units of alcohol a week risks damaging your health. The number of units in a drink is based on the size of the drink and its alcohol strength. And I'll be giving you more information about how to calculate a unit of alcohol later in the program. New evidence around the health harms from regular drinking has emerged in recent years. There's now a better understanding of the link between drinking and some illnesses, including a range of cancers. The previously held position that some level of alcohol was good for the heart has been revised. It's now thought that the evidence on a protective effect from moderate drinking is less strong than previously thought. So to keep health risks from alcohol to a low level, if you drink most weeks, men and women are advised not to drink more than 14 units a week on a regular basis. Spread your drinking over 3 or more days if you regularly drink as much as 14 units a week. And if you want to cut down, try to have several drink-free days each week. If you're pregnant or think you could become pregnant, the safest approach is not to drink alcohol at all to keep risks to your baby to a minimum. If you drink less than 14 units a week, this is considered low-risk drinking. It's called low-risk rather than safe because there is no safe drinking level. The type of illnesses you can develop after 10 to 20 years of regularly drinking more than 14 units a week include mouth cancer, throat cancer, and breast cancer, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, brain damage, or damage to the nervous system. There's also evidence that regular drinking at high-risk levels can make your mental health worse, and research has found strong links between alcohol misuse and self-harming, including suicide. The effects of alcohol on your health will depend on how much you drink. The less you drink, the lower the health risks. Also, drinking too much too quickly on any single occasion can increase your risk of accidents resulting in injury, causing death in some cases, misjudging risky situations, losing self-control, like having unprotected sex or getting involved in violence. To reduce your health risks on any single session, limit how much you drink, drink more slowly, drink with food, and alternate with water or non-alcoholic drinks. How many of us really know what a unit of alcohol is? With so many different drinks and glass sizes, from shots to pints, not to mention bottles, it's easy to get confused about how many units are in your drink. The idea of counting alcohol units was first introduced in the UK in 1987 to help people keep track of their drinking. Units are a simple way of expressing the quantity of pure alcohol in a drink. 1 unit equals 10 millilitres or 8 grams of pure alcohol, which is around the amount of alcohol the average adult can process in an hour. This means that within an hour there should be, in theory, little or no alcohol left in the blood of an adult, although this will vary from person to person. The number of units in a drink is based on the size of the drink as well as its alcohol strength. For example, a pint of strong lager contains 3 units of alcohol, whereas the same volume of lower strength alcohol has just over 2 units. Knowing your units will help you stay in control of your drinking. Just to repeat, to keep health risks from alcohol to a low level, if you drink most weeks, men and women are advised not to drink more than 14 units a week on a regular basis, and spread your drinking over 3 or more days. And if you want to cut down, try to have several drink-free days each week. Using units is a simpler way of representing a drink's alcohol content, usually expressed by the standard measure alcohol by volume, or ABV, which you'll see on many bottles. ABV is a measure of the amount of pure alcohol as a percentage of the total volume of liquid in a drink. You can find the ABV on the labels of cans and bottles, sometimes written as alcohol volume, or you can ask bar staff about particular drinks. For example, wine that says 12% ABV, or alcohol volume 12%, means 12% of the volume of that drink is pure alcohol. You can work out how many units there are in any drink by multiplying the total volume of a drink in milliliters by its ABV, measured as a percentage, and dividing the result by 1,000. A 750ml bottle of red, white or rosé wine, ABV 13.5%, contains 10 units. And there's some more examples, a single shot of spirits at ABV 40%, that's just one unit, whereas a large glass of red, white or rosé wine at ABV 12% is equivalent to 3 units. Did you know that a standard glass of wine can contain up to 158 calories? And some pints of stronger lager can contain up to 222 calories. So if you're trying to lose weight, you need to think about what you're drinking as well as what you're eating. Drinking 4 bottles of 12% strength wine a month add up to a yearly consumption of up to 32,400 calories. Drinking 5 pints of 5.2% strength lager each week add up to 57,720 calories in a year. Wine, beer, cider, spirits, and many more of our favourite drinks are made from natural starch and sugar. Fermentation and distillation for certain drinks is used to produce the alcohol content. This is why alcohol contains lots of calories, 7 calories per gram, which is almost as many as a gram of fat. Plus, additional calories can be added in mixer drinks, such as cola or tonic water. Regularly drinking more than the NHS recommends can have a noticeable impact on your waistline and cause less obvious but more serious health problems. So here's some tips to avoid weight gain. Have a glass of water after every alcoholic drink. This will help to prevent you becoming dehydrated. Don't drink on an empty stomach. If you do reach for snacks while drinking, choose a healthier option. Drinking in rounds can mean you end up drinking more than you intended. Instead, drink at your own pace. Try cutting down with a friend, as you're more likely to stick to it with moral support. Pace yourself by taking small sips. Avoid binge drinking, as this can lead to weight gain. And if you're drinking white wine, why not add a splash of soda water to help the same number of units last longer? If you'd like more information about what we've been talking about in this programme, you can go online to the website nhs.uk.